Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so tired of going to hospitals and seeing our children laying in coffins and maimed by violence. We can't keep looking the other way. We have to save the children.
The children love the world.
Welcome to Drive Off Connection.
morning, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight, Brother Eddie, you with me? We see it's already messing up, or it's me. How are you?
Yes, I am. I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. So are you. Yes, yes.
Good.
And right quick, family, let me, as always, start off with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you are sharing with us, what information you might have to bring to our round table. And even before we truly get started, I want to bring honor to my teacher, because without this brother, I wouldn't be who I am dealing with metaphysics and numerology. And that's our elder, the late Honorable Dr. Delbert Blair. So he, like I said, was my metaphysical teacher that taught me metaphysics, and I took the metaphysics that he introduced to me and taught me. And it wasn't a long relationship, because our relationship started on December 24th, 2012. And if you add that Christmas Eve, 2012 is a five. And tonight's class, as normal, if you add the title up, it comes to a five. It comes to 122, which is a five. And again, that particular night, I met him the way I meet most of you all, family. It was over the AM radio that I first heard him, and we met. And we've been on Blog Talk since we've been on. A lot of us have never met face-to-face, but this is the way his frequency touched me on that date. And he was dealing with breaking down the birth of Christ metaphysically, and breaking down the facts and the myths behind 2012, as they was telling us the end in 2012. So he was breaking all of that down on that particular show that Christmas Eve of 2012. So big ups to Dr. Blair. Like I said, without him touching me over the waves, the way we're being touched over these radio waves and all the other waves that are being used, and we will touch on that this evening. So without further ado, Sister Antoinette, you can start off with any current event that you might have handy.
Okay, well, there's one that I want to bring up. As y'all know, that they're starting this mask mandate up again. So I have something for y'all for this. And then we can go into it.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. was transformed into an obedient socialist country. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. But church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are dangerous. And you bought it without a fight. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot are okay. Come on. It's just a mask and safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Enjoy. buy something with it from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change. There's a coin shortage. Use your card. In 4 months, they convince you to use a traceable card for everything. In less than 4 months, government closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever when you are fearful. In less than 4 months, our government successfully instilled fear in a majority of the population in America that allows them to control every aspect of your life, including what you eat, where you go, who you see, and your toilet paper. And the most dangerous and terrifying part, people are not afraid of the government who removed their freedom. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends. And they hate those that won't comply. It's absolutely terrifying to me that so many people don't question authority. They are willing to surrender their critical thinking skills and independence. They just gave up without thinking, without a fight. Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on. It's for the greater good. Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? Well, you already allowed the government to say when you can go outside, where you're allowed to go, and accepted a new unproven digital education for your kids in the last 100 days. You followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself. The mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. I don't follow politics. I don't care about that stuff. I don't think about it. 6 million Jewish people were exterminated in Germany because 97% of the population cowered to populist control. Nobody wanted to think about it. It's easier just to ignore it. But that couldn't happen here in America, right? They got you. Without a thought. Without a fight. Just like France. Just like Russia. Just like China. Welcome, comrade.
Well, Brother Eddie, we see that they're trying to come back now and play with our heads and make this whole pandemic stuff their reality. Not for the folks that come here. It's not our reality. Their reality that we need masks and everything else. So that was the purpose of that. Of that song was just to remind us that we don't need this stuff. They need it because they created it. Maybe while they're creating, they need it. You with me?
Of course I am. And that's correct. They create it for control. And again, as long as we're bringing that frequency, the sound of science, behind the logic that we basically deliver, I'm going off script, and off script for me is off of how I had everything lined up to talk about, but you kind of subway into one of the things that I basically want to talk about. No. It's all connected. It's all linked to everything. I could just go back and intertwine it later. But again, this is something I wanted to bring to the family about what's happening. It doesn't matter what area you're in. Whenever there's a heat wave and it starts to touch everybody, like last week, here in the Midwest and in other places that aren't normally hot, we were hit with a heat wave, 90 and above temperatures for 2 to 3 days, depending where you were, but it was at least 2, if not 3, some 4.
Yeah.
But I want everybody now to think to themselves, because we're supposed to have a repeat this weekend the Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, some places even Wednesday. It's supposed to be 90 plus. So the heat index will be anywhere in triple digits. But
yeah, usually we're behind you, Brother Eddie, and this time we're in front of you.
Right.
This week, and yours is next week.
No,
ours was
last week, and it'll be this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it's still everybody.
Okay,
I looked up on my phone in different region, mm-hmm. everybody during the Labor Day weekend, Sunday, Monday, that part going to be in the 90s.
Mm.
So it's just
okay.
But the question being, family, when this occurs, have you noticed that if you don't feel sick or illy within a week or two, you start to notice people around you getting sick or feeling sick, feeling ill, feeling drained, lazy, lethargic? You'll start seeing this.
Yeah.
And just step back and start looking. Think about how you feel right now after being in that heat for 2 to 3 days. Now, what is happening since last class, we talked about I can breathe along with I can't breathe. Understanding I can't breathe by number deals with the number 3. It comes up to 48. 4 plus 8 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. I can't breathe is 3. So
that's the stem.
No, that's basically, that's right. They want to kill or block to interrupt what's happening. So again, with that, they're using 5G as we've been talking about. But let's look at a different way of them using 5G that we're not aware of. We talk about waves. Well, first of all, 5G comes to 12, which is that 3. I can't breathe. What they're mm-hmm. doing with the waves is 21. 5G is 12. They're sending the waves through the 5G right in the air, the atmosphere that we're breathing. What these 5G rays are also doing, they're emitting a frequency that's interrupting the water we breathe. Family, we're water breathers. Understanding the biology of what I just said, we don't see the water molecules, the tiny particles of water that we inhale. What the 5G waves are doing are interrupting, heating up, and destroying the water molecules before they can even evaporate, because that's the process that they're using it in the evaporation stage when it turns to the gases in order to travel up to become the condensation before precipitation. So within the evaporating here in our atmosphere, they're basically making the air where we can't breathe. There you go. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
This is what 5G, and again, it also, sorry to say, it activates those who've taken the shot. Shot is 21. The shot is the vaccine mm-hmm. he was just talking about that
yeah.
they're finna amp up. Because again, with people now getting sick from the activation of the 5G during the heat, because that's why they heat up. All the cultures that they use the experiments on, they put it in a heated facility in the laboratory. They even microwave. Well, they're the waves that we're in right now. But again, I wanted to touch on that so the family would pay attention to yourself and to those around you who've taken that vaccine, who these 5G waves, along with interrupting the water molecules from the evaporation process are activating those nano chips from the vaccine that's in your body, which is going to lead up to what you're talking about, them telling everybody to mass up again, because they're controlling the paradigm.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I wanted to bring that up. So I'll get back to that when I get to that part, but we're going to touch on it throughout. So was there any other current event that you wanted to give or play?
Well, I want to hear you. I want to hear about this. I mean,
okay,
I'm sorry about...
No. That's no problem. Great. Let me get into it then, and let me start off first with the title again of the class. The Second Coming is our second chance. The Second Coming is our second chance, 122, which comes to that 5. And let's go on what's happening right now in most places dealing with the Second Coming. By the way, Second Coming is 4. It's 40, so that's a 4. Second Chance is also 4. Well, tonight we're dealing with the blue super full moon. Any full moon that we have, this is why we are connected to it spiritually. Spiritual is 4. Full moon is 22, which is 4. This is why we're so in tune now with the full moons, and now dealing with the different names that are giving the blue moon and the super full moon. Well, we have 2 rare occasions happening at one time. And as you mentioned earlier, Sister Antoinette, we won't see this happen again for 14 years, that 5, 14 years.
2037.
For those who might not know, first, let's go through a little breakdown. A blue moon is the second full moon that occurs in the same month. We had a full moon, the Sturgeon moon, full moon, was on the 1st of August. Now this is the 30th, and we're having the second moon in the same month. The second moon is considered or called the blue moon. Not necessarily blue in color. If you go out and look at it now, it's not blue in color. It's big.
Well, I was there, but I didn't see the moon, and I wanted to see it so I could take pictures.
Well, you'll see it after class. You'll be able to go out and look out, and you'll see it. But again, it's because it's a super blue full moon. Well, what is the super moon? The super full moon is the super full moon. Is when the moon is closest than usual to the earth. And this is why it looks so much bigger and so dynamic. But understanding this dealing with us on the spiritual effects of the super moon is linked to our heightened emotions. And it intensifies the energy. So just think right now, family, how you've been feeling emotionally. It also brings change within you of restoring your power to change and redirect through rituals, crystals, pertaining for personal defense, understanding your crystals. Even this is the time for those who are into the energy of the moon to make your moon water, this light of the super blue moon energy. And again, you gain a lot of power because basically this super full moon not only intensifies, it amplifies what comes natural in your connection with the earth and nature itself. You might be feeling more in tune with your emotions right now, more in tune with your creative mind, your wording of expressing yourself is even coming better together. This is what's being amplified wherever you are. Your powers are being amplified during this time. And these are the things that we can take advantage of by not just looking up. See, a lot of people go out just to look up pictures. But remember, we are the event that's actually happening. As above, so below. Use that power, that energy that these two rare events that are named for this one moon, super blue moon, and use that energy to amplify your true and good intentions. That's what it's there for. That's why when we talk about the second coming being our second chance, we remember the blue moon is the second moon of the month, putting us in that second category all the way around, understanding that is the chance that we're having. We'll get deeper into the second coming is our second chance. After I touch on some of the things that we have been talking about on different shows and different family members have sent me links to different things dealing with this. Brother Wes first sent me something last Tuesday before our class last Wednesday. And then Sister Viata sent me something Friday. Same subject, different information. Great, both great information. And then Sister Viata sent me something today that was basically something similar to what Brother West sent me. But Brother Thomas was talking about different people on different shows have been talking about Maui and what's been happening in Maui. And that first song you played, I was going to open with that when they were talking about Save the Children. Well, that's what a lot of it was about. Where are the children from this devastating fire that they had in Maui? First of all, again, for me, family, it's when that 4 or 5, 13, 14, that's 4 and 5, God in Christ, when I see that keep coming up, family, this is what I've been talking about for years now. Pay attention. They'll give us either the number or it will be hidden in the word. So, again, we're talking about that second blue moon tonight, the second coming, our second chance, Maui. Well, Maui is 13, which is 4. Ain't that something? This is what we're talking about, the full moon, 4. All of the 4 also, it all ties to the truth. When we start seeing things, and as we say, there's no coincidence. What we are starting to recognize are patterns. It's no coincidence, a pattern of not just Maui, but different things that we've been seeing. The other thing in Maui that was sent to me was dealing with the fires that were happening in Maui. The fires that were part of a laser weapon technology program using different wavelengths. People are now picking up on in Maui with all these fires, everything that was blue, that this fire, or as was just stated, this laser weapon technology hit, burnt everything except things that were blue. People that had shingles or their roofs were blue, nothing. Cars that were blue, nothing. The big beach umbrellas and everything that happened to be blue, nothing. Everything else decimated, destroyed. Raises eyebrows, people starting to pay attention. So again, my attention is, first of all, the family, people, all of you, make me aware, because my television watching, as most of you know, are cartoons. I'm watching what they show on our babies, but that's another story for another time. But we all talking about Maui. Well, talk is 13. Four. Maui is 13. Four. This is what we talking about, that second coming. Four. Our second chance. Four. At the end of all of it, the four is the truth. Truth is four. 31. This is what we are all being pulled, a magnet, 22, four, towards Maui and what's happening. So
yes,
for me,
Brother Eddie.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Now, you're saying that we're all being pulled towards that. But you know what? When you said that, a memory came back to me. You remember mm-hmm. when we were younger, children, and I'm sure as we teach our children, that when it came to the stove, don't touch that. That's hot.
Right.
So now with Maui and with everything else, with this blue beaming, are we saying, don't touch that, that's hot? You said, don't go out, you know, when you get involved in this, it's hot, so people are burning. And we also have a caller. But you're saying that we're burning, okay. So is that like, don't touch this?
No, it's more, we're touching by what we're seeing and we're discussing. You know, that's the part of us recognizing what's happening. And you mentioned, which I didn't, and you brought it to mind very quickly, and I forgot to touch on that, when we're looking at all these things that are not burnt, that are blue.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Blue Beam Project. Do we know everything about what they were doing with the Blue Beam Project? Is this the updated version on the Blue Beam Project are capable of doing with this technology? Right quick, before we bring the caller in, I wanted to bring this part at least to Maui also.
Okay.
We have a person by the name of John Patero. Hold on, let me get this name right.
Yeah, I believe you said it right.
Pelletier.
That sounds right.
John Pelletier.
Oh.
John Pelletier.
No, that's not right. Okay.
Is his name.
I was thinking about it, someone else. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Right. So John Pelletier is the police chief of Maui. Not only is he the police chief, he's the coroner. So
mm-hmm.
all of these children that aren't accounted for or are accounted for, he's not releasing the information of a coroner. Now, he doesn't have any background as being a coroner, but as different jurisdiction of the laws, can stipulate that the police chief can supplement as being the coroner. Isn't that something else? Now, red flag, family. He was also the police chief of the biggest United States massacre on record, which happened to be 2017, Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. We all remember that, that happened in Las Vegas. Well, the same John, also the police chief there. Now, again, for me, I start to see these numbers. He's there now in Maui. Maui is 13, which is that 4. It's no coincidence that out of those 2,000 people scrambling, that 58 people got killed. 5 plus 8 is 13, family. And if I'm not mistaken, Stephen Paddock, that was the shooter, was on the 32nd floor. 3 plus 2 is 5, y'all. They just keep changing the names. We can go all the way back to Sandy, 14, Hook, 30. We just didn't see these damn numbers that just keep, see, patterns, baby. They keep using them. And here's the kick with this particular police chief. He's no more than a crisis actor, family. Did we forget about all of these different scenarios that were coming up in these mass shootings? And we kept seeing the same people in different places of these, we say assimilations, but again, a lot of them was happening, but it was for a particular reason, family. This man was no more than a crisis actor. So if you don't know the definition of a crisis actor, here it is. A crisis actor is a trained actor, role player, volunteer, or other person engaged to portray a disaster victim during emergency drills, to train first responders such as policemen, firemen, and EMT, EMS personnel. Police. He's no more than a crisis actor, family. See, so I wanted to touch bases on those things along with, after we bring the caller in, I thank Sister V for sending me that link because at the end gave me something that I've been telling the family since they came out with this nonsense called global warming and climate change. I gave us the numbers behind who's the climate that's changing. It's our attitude change. This is what they're afraid of. But anyway, this man's name was John Coleman, who was the founder of the Weather Channel family, the founder. Also a scientist and a meteorologist with over 60 years experience that said that global warming, climate change is a hoax. It's not real. And the reason that he got out of the science of meteorologists when they started pushing global warming politically. Thank you, Al Gore, pushing it. And this is, again, politics over science, nuh-uh. And people fail for the okey-doke, and they still falling for it. So, again, let's bring in the family and let them interject.
Okay. Brother Kwame, I'm sure this is Brother Kwame.
Good evening,
if you have yourself on mute.
Good evening, Brother Kwame. There you go. How's it going?
Okay, I was right. Hello, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You're on point, and I was waiting. You've got the blue moon. You've got the second moon, and the energy of what we just seen with this what I call the Gaia cane. It's not a hurricane. It's Gaia. It's Mother Earth doing her job. And what we're in right now, Antoinette, check your text messages. I just sent you a picture of the moon.
Now let me ask one question before you get started. When was the full moon? When was it? Was it tonight?
Today. Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Because I didn't see it. They said that we were going to see it at 7:44, and I was out there with my neighbors. I called my children, tell them to go out and see no moon.
Right. It's just rising here, so it's probably an hour or so behind coming up over there out of the and the other part.
Well, we're
too,
in the same time zone. You and I are in the same time zone.
Yeah, we're in the same time zone, but you're further east. You're on the coast. I'm off the coast. I'm inland in Georgia. You're further north, and the moon is further south.
Well,
because,
Delaware
see,
is inland. Delaware is in that thing.
Right.
Okay.
But anyway, the two options of what I'm looking at is this is the super blue moon, and it's in the moon in Pisces because the sun is in Virgo. We are in the season of Virgo. But it's also what's called the Black Lilith moon. It's a very powerful spiritual moon. Just like you have Sirius, the spirit sun, Lilith is the spiritual moon, and she has the powers because, you know, the story goes that she was Adam's first wife and she was cast out of the garden and cast into the heavens because she would not be submissive. Okay, and the other part for her is, and the other part of what we're looking at, and Brother Eddie's talking about Maui. Who owns 2,000 acres and had just recently bought 860 acres there on Maui, and her house was not touched by the fire?
Oprah Winfrey.
Yep, that's why I just sent you that, because we need to look at something, because what they're doing in this whole, just like you said, that the sheriff in the corner, whatever, he specifically put in place to do the acting for what they're having to plan. The plan is plantation capitalism, because all the land basically that was all burnt up in that was indigenous people inherited land that's been in their families for generations. They have a plan to put a smart city on Maui as being a big resort area, and what they need is that land. And the other part of what they're needing to do, and what they had a crisis just before the fire, is because Maui sits in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. Fresh water is a main source that they need. And Maui and that area that those people are living in, by decree that they had rights, but these corporations have been coming in and legally tricking these people out of the rights to land and water. And this is what you have here, because the same thing they did with burning up all of that area in Canada is to clear that land. They cleared the land on the West Coast with the West Coast fires is because they're needing that land in order for development, because this is the 2050 agenda. They've got to have these certain areas that they're going to incorporate and make into this okay, like New York. New York is building what they call Billionaire Mile. They're building all of these buildings. The only people that are going to be able to live in there is billionaires. And so what they're doing is they're making that island of Maui a what is for to be gentrified into a resort, a billionaire resort area. That's why you look at Oprah has 15 years ago bought 2,000 acres and now just recently bought 860 acres. It's the thing is about the land taking it from the indigenous people as they took it from the indigenous people here. And so what you're seeing is the colonization in new technological form, because what they're using is technology. They use smallpox and they use the gun and alcohol to get rid of the Indians. Now they're using laser technology to turn around and burn up all the people where they want the specific area. It's kind of funny, but it's not really funny, but it's in divine order that yesterday was the anniversary of Katrina. Yesterday, August 29th, was the anniversary of Katrina, 18 years ago. Also, August the 28th was the anniversary of the killing of Emmett Till and the March on Washington, and the 27th of August is when W.E. Du Bois died in 1963, just before the March on Washington. You're looking at how... Yes.
Are these planned events, I mean, is this a script that they're going by where something major, something dying, something dying?
Yes, this is what they're doing. They have to do the ritual at these times in order to do, when you see major events like these happening, they're happening to align with what's going on above. And that's the part that we're looking at the media when we really need to look at what are the energies that they're pulling from to do what they're doing. Because with this hurricane coming through, the part of it was some massive and powerful surges is because what does the moon do when it's full? Moves the tides. Major tide movement of water. And so this is why they incorporate these certain events or certain things to happen, and they come about in divine order in some parts of it, but then what they do is use harp in order to change the frequency to bounce off the ionosphere and send energy into these storms so they can direct and turn them and push them, because what they use is frequency, because they know that energy, these storms that nature has energy force, and if you can enhance the energy force or if you can put up a wall of energy, you can change the course of that. It's called weapon warfare. They have been using this. They've designed it and got it perfected, because HARP, that once started out with 44 radio antennas up there in Alaska, now has across the world 147 radio antennas that they can direct weather and frequency to change weather. This is why they see clouds and they put all of this, because this started back in the 50s when they were trying to seed the clouds to flood Cuba. This is where they come up with, but this is what Eisenhower said when he left office, he said, be aware of the military-industrial complex, because we were doing the show on Monday, and the same thing that Tutmosis and I were talking about is DARPA. DARPA, Sputnik went up there in space, and then DARPA was the one that came up that Eisenhower said, we got to create the technology to be able to take over the world again. Still there?
Yes. No, man, I was pulling something up while you was talking, because you was dealing with today's anniversary of different things, and then Emmett Till, and I was like, wow, a family member just sent me an old flyer of the 28th of August, 45 years ago, was when they had the P-Funk Land at Soldier's Field for the first annual funk, right. Yeah, I just didn't, that date, when you said it, I was like, man, oh, this ties in with, you know, everything that's happening now. And
but
again,
even that,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because you right there at, what is it, 127th, the Borough Cemetery is where Emmett Till is buried and named.
Right, right, exactly.
Right there in Chicago.
And,
my brother and father is buried there.
And like you were saying, too, that I was going to mention, along with everything happening in Maui, and like you just tied some, you just had me connect some dots there. Along with Oprah again, like I said, I don't be into the news, and if y'all don't send it to me, I don't know. I have enough on my plate, and I'm just thinking of the fame that I was going to talk about, that they're already testing since you put in the mix of it being a resort, a luxury resort. Well, the fame is already there testing it out for the government. Who is the fame, Eddie? Who is the fame? Well, rearrange the letters to fame, because, by the way, by the number, fame is 13, and fame is getting paid. And when you rearrange the numbers of fame, you got FEMA, family, FEMA. FEMA's getting paid like a mug, because FEMA right now is staying in five-star luxury hotels, paying $1,300 to $1,500 a night, family, for all these damn FEMA workers. And let's not leave out the Red Cross, because they're at the four-star hotels paying $1,000 a night per room. Okay? When they turn around and give the survivors of Maui $700, that's it. But since all that's happening, FEMA and Red Cross have been staying at 4- and 5-star luxury hotels. I'm not going to put the names out there. Y'all can look it up. It's right there for you to see who's all part of this, because it's all, again, an experiment of what they're doing to see how everything runs at this crisis acting nonsense that, again, using these fires of laser technology to burn what they want. And, again, as you said, Oprah's property didn't burn.
But what you have to understand, something in the Helios Biblios, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And then when the dove returned to the ark and he was told that he would not destroy, he would not do this again to the earth, because time he would use what?
Fire.
There you go. And so,
fire.
What are you
doing? That's it. The way you walk and talk really turns me off. Fire.
But that's part is the way that the people are walking in freedom and owning land that they don't control is what makes them upset, and they use the what? Fire. But also, now I'm going to show you something else that people aren't looking at. On 9/11, they were showing that there were cars away from the Twin Towers, nowhere near it, but laser had come and burnt and melted those cars going towards the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
How soon?
I remember. Man, like I said, it wasn't on the top of my mind, but when you said it, it brought it back. I remember all those little nuances, and like I said, I wishing I was into numbers back then, so I could have seen things unfold the way I see it now. But again, I still, my memory is sharp, man, because people don't even remember that everybody right by the Twin Towers, before they came down, they heard a series of explosions that was going off inside the buildings. you know, seconds after each other. And that's the way that we use C4, composition 4, plastic explosive, to bring big structures down like an accordion, where it wouldn't fall over. It would just collapse within the way the charges are set. No, I'm a specialist in my field. So I'm not an expert, as they say, but I'm a specialist in ammunition. So when I saw that happen then, I was like, ain't no plane did that. But again, people go through all that nonsense. But yeah, it was things that the people were disclosing. And it's like people have a short-term memory, man. It gets me sometimes that people just forget about things that has happened. Just like this nut that was the police chief, you know. People not forgot that, and they forgot about crisis actors, that this is what these first responders have been taught with all these emergency drills we've been having. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Brother Cormier. I'm sorry, I stopped your flow.
Okay, and people can go on what's called commondreams.org. And commondreams.org has an excellent article about what we're talking about in Maui, the fears of what they call now is called the fears of plantation disaster capitalism mount in the wake of Maui fires, that they had realtors and people coming in. The people hadn't even gathered whatever little left of belongings or found their loved ones, and they're offering them money to buy their land. This is the way this system of capitalism is working. And it's nothing but the same thing that happened when they invaded there, when the Europeans started invading there, and the indigenous people there was receptive. And then the next thing you know, that they're taking over the islands and taking over, dethroning the king and taking over the land and making it a commonwealth before it became a state.
Mm.
Because you have to look at, United States want to have any type of defense. That's why they bombed Pearl Harbor, because that was what? It was a naval base. And all of the ships would come there because they would do maneuvers in the Pacific. So they had the Pacific cover. They got Guam, you know. You got Puerto Rico. You got all of these islands that surround the waters of North America that they need defense bases there. And so now you're looking at, we can't go, you know, people are going to Dubai and they can't do because the government ain't, they got enough money, they ain't worried about. So what you going to do? You going to turn your places into resorts. Same thing they did with Katrina. When they blew up and flooded the Ninth Ward, what did they go in there and do after they, all the people were dead and could not go back into that? And FEMA did what? Move right in. And guess what they did? Oh, you can't find your deed to your land? They're intimate domain. We taking all this land because this is casinos and this oil up under it.
Yeah, like as you just stated, and again, hopefully, family, we're seeing patterns. The same patterns that he's talking about in Katrina is the same patterns that you will start to see in Maui and other places that they have designated or said that they are disaster areas, and it has to be revealed because, again, as they move the people out, this new gentrification that they're doing is making and taking all of this. I mean,
waterfront property,
land, yes, prime property that they have basically made to look like it was less than, knowing all the time what they wanted. It's just like in Chicago, them wanting the lakefront
property.
They want that lakefront. They want Jackson Park over there. That's all over east where Barack's so-called library and the golf course is going to be built over there on the lake.
high far.
You know, so it's again, right. It's what are we saying? Water, family. That's, again, along with the full moon being poor, second coming being poor, second chance being poor, God and truth being poor. Water is poor. That's that intangible, as we always say, is God consciousness. That's why we say water, God, has conscious. We just see it one way. When we say water, we don't translate it by number to see God is the water, baby. Without God, without the sun, same number, all of it. God, water, sun, all four. It's all part of the full moon. Full moon is four. That's why it's showing mirroring that sun's bright light. Now the moon is a full moon. Go ahead, Brother Tommy. What was that, Sister Internet?
Could y'all break it down into how this relates to the black woman? Because I've been hearing a lot about, like, the black woman is responsible and everything that failed and everything that's great all relied on what the black woman did. So, I mean, I don't know if y'all agree with that, but could you bring that into it?
Well, you got the excellent, that's an excellent question, and it's most powerful because all we got to do is just go back to 1951 at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. A woman was brought in there with ovarian cancer. They took her cells, they took a biopsy from her, found out that her cells are still living and have produced some of the greatest vaccines that's helped out this world. And her cells are alive around the world in laboratories right now at this moment as we speak. And her name was Henrietta Lack.
Yes.
And so in that right there shows the power of that black woman. And the thing that you're looking at and looking at science when they did the study at Emory University, Berkeley in California, and Oxford in the U.K., and I forget her name, but it's in Newsweek. And I think it's January 1988 or 98. But I know I got to find out which one. But all you got to do is the new Adam and Eve, because what they did was took 147 placentas from women around the world, and this is when they had discovered the DNA sequence. And they took all of those placentas and found out the original woman on the planet that has all of those sequential orders of the humankind is the sand people there in South Africa, the Dwat or the Pygmies. She is the mother of all humans. So when you look at the human bank, it is the black woman.
Yeah.
They know it.
Okay.
The woman, the most disrespected woman. I mean, we are highly disrespected. Yes.
It's by design. But the black woman is the backbone of the black community. She always has been since our captivity. She can do and be, they don't fear her, but they know that they cannot destroy our race, because even if they raped or did what they did to our women at that time, you still came out with one drop blood law and says is that you are black now. But you can turn around here, and what Francis Crest Wilson says is genetic annihilation. All you have to do is shoot one sperm in there, and you destroy the white race.
I couldn't say it any better other than you riding with me with the number of the black woman, you know, because black woman comes to the number two. Black being two, woman being nine. 2 + 9 = 20, that two. This is why black is first. First comes the two. The first was the universe. Universe is two. But what reflects the universe is the female. Female is two because the female is the vessel. Vessel is two. Through her vagina, vagina is two. Comes a child. Child is two. I don't need to go any farther on the two, dealing with the black female of the universe.
Yeah, but what you're saying, Brother Eddie, is correct, because in the universe it says, what did he do? He said, let there be light. There was darkness. See, the thing that we look at, Einstein did the thing in relatively saying the speed, E equals MC squared, the speed, 186,000 miles a second is the speed of light. What's the speed of darkness? The same damn thing.
But that's why
because
it was a theory of relativity being.
When you turn off the light, guess what happens? Darkness is back. And so what you're looking at, and when you talk about that part of saying that, you know, let there be light, because when a child comes through the birth canal and not cut out of the mother's stomach, what's the first thing that when he's coming out at head first, what's the first thing that when his head crowns, when he's given his crown of glory, male or female, given that crown of glory when he comes through that birth canal, the first thing that does when that eyes open is what? There's light, because he has been developed in what? Darkness.
Darkness. That's,
let there be light. Light, light, and light.
That's why darkness was first before there was light. There was darkness. That's
right.
Why,
you have
again,
to be developed in the dark.
Yeah,
and
that's why dark.
In what?
Water.
You develop
in darkness.
What? In darkness, but you develop an embryonic fluid because
fluid, the water.
The woman delivers. What happens?
The
water
breaks. That's why dark is 13-4. God is 13-4. Water is 22-4. That's why we're in the full moon, the four. It's all about the second coming.
That's
the four. It's the truth. The truth that we're bringing. We're
right,
all bringing a part of understanding, overstanding of what we've been given to our particular piece of the puzzle.
And
to put it all together.
Right, but the part, Antoinette, to answer your question, the moon is called Black Moon Lilith.
Lilith.
Black.
Yeah,
it doesn't say, it gives her her title. That means Lilith was black.
Yes. That's why she was equal to Adam, because she was made from the same dirt, the same earth he came from, not from a rib. She didn't come from no damn rib. She came from the same dirt he came from. But again, like you said, the disobedience by not being subservient is why they cast her out and writ her out of the history. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I was trying to find something.
That wrote in patriarchal, because the thing that people and all these people read the Bible and they read it well, and the part that gets me in Genesis, it says they laid Adam down and put him to sleep, correct? And
correct.
Then they took a rib from his body and he formed woman. Where does it read that they woke Adam up?
Hey, it's a lie.
Man
that's,
is still
that's missing.
Man is still sleeping in that lie.
Yeah, it just says that Adam seen her and said that she was good. You know, this was good for him.
But if you read the Hagamadia, when you read the Gnostic teachings, this is what the two they called Gnostics pagans, but Gnostic was the basis of Christianity, and the Gnostic Bible talks about Pistis Sophia, who was the goddess of the heavens, and she sent her daughter Zoe and came to the earth and formed, a man was formed, and then she blew breath into his nostril. What is the first thing they do with a child that comes out of the womb? You remove the plugs in its nostrils.
Yeah.
And when man took his first inhale through his nostrils, he opened his eyes and he says, woman, you are the breath of my life.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a different story.
Yes, that is.
Real quick.
Yeah, I never heard that one before.
It's in the book called the Hagamadia. It's the Gnostic teachings, the Bible. They have many books. They have the Quran, the Torah. They've got the Helios Biblios, the different versions of that Helios Biblios. They got the Big Bible. So all of them copied the story that was written in the walls of Kemet, because that's the same story of Isis and Horus. And Isis, Horus, and what was
Set.
Her husband?
Set
was the one, that was the uncle. Set was
right.
The uncle. Right, because he was the one that cut him up into 13 pieces and put his body in a casket, and they found it in the tree. And she turned around and found all of his pieces, but the fit that ate up his penis, his worm. And so what she did is created the obelisk to point to the heavens to bring down the energy to create life force. Osiris.
Okay, that's
Lord.
I was drawing a blank with Osiris. I'm like, I got Seth. You said Horus being the sun representing G. I'm like, man, I'm missing Osiris. I'm like,
Osiris.
We always talked right. about that with Miley Cyrus, Osiris, and all. Anyway, I wanted to add this to this energy dealing with the super blue full moon, speaking about Lilith, because this is the energy from the super moon that the black moon Lilith is getting or giving. It's a representation of our deepest repressed desires that yearn to be expressed. It speaks to the darkest part of ourselves that we often are afraid to acknowledge, whereas we feel ridiculed and criticized because we're misunderstood is why we keep it in. But this is what Lilith basically is ready to express. Those dark parts of what was called taboo, the darker parts of one's inhibitions. They're not bad, but these are things that we kind of keep in and keep to ourselves. But this is the time that the creativity, the creative part, is ready to be unleashed, to unfold. So I just wanted to add that to Black Moon Lilith and what the spiritual influence can do if we ride with it.
And what did you say, Antoinette? The blue moon comes around when? Every 14
the next
years.
The next one would be in
37.
Well, the black
and
moon
that's every
and the
the blue moon and the super moon. Super moon.
The super moon, because blue moons happen every year. You get two moons. That's when it switches from new moon to full moon. Then it'll switch from full moon to new moon. It just switches every year. That gives you the 13 moons.
That's right. We got 13 moons this year. That's correct.
Right.
With this moon, that is correct. We won't have another blue moon next year, like Sister Antoinette said. And blue moon happens every 2 to 3 years anyway. But to have blue moon and super moon, like you said, right? It'll be 14 years before this happens again. So let's ride this one out, family, on that five. Yeah.
The only reason I'm specific is the 14 equals to 5, but the other is the first 2 months in your conceptions, you're the tadpole, or you're what? The embryo.
Right.
Right? The next 7 months, you become the fetus. The next 7 years, you become the child. The next 7 years, you become adult, because the human body makes itself over every 7 years.
Every 7 years, yeah.
So that's what I'm sharing, because the 14 is, in essence, it's the two stages from the 7 being a fetus to your first 7 years, because once you become 7, the next 7 years, you're an adolescent. You're no longer a child.
Right.
Those stages, and what we have to begin to look at nature and how nature does it, because, you know, you stay in the womb 270 days, as they put it, that becomes the nine months.
Correct. Correctamo. That's it. Yes. And
okay, go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead, brother, Sister Antoinette. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Well,
what are you about to say?
All right, now, see, I'm still taking it back to the black women, because I'm really interested in this. Now, they say, now, compared to the white woman in giving birth, black women die and have more complications in giving birth than what white women and any other race does. So it's just something, when I had complications, that it was just my body was just didn't want to make it easy for me. I don't know. But so now I see that was planned. Is this what y'all are telling me?
Yes, because what did Margaret Sanger come up with? Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood.
Right, and that came in right after that. But who was the father of OBGYN?
It was a white man. I can't think of what
Marion Sims. How did he learn about OBGYN? He took slave black women. He didn't take white women. He took them without sanitation, without anesthetics, and went into their bodies with his hands to figure out how.
Yes.
There is a book by Childress. It's called Magical Child. The OBGY people started to understand, how is it that black children can raise their head and stand up on their knees at three and four months old, and our children still laying in the crib, can't even pick their arms up. And they had to go, and they went around to the continent, and they started watching when a woman conceives. That is the most precious time, and everybody, the midwife, the doulas, and the grandmothers takes that woman when she first announces that her cycle is ended and she's carrying a child. That's when she gets all of the care and all of the things to do. When most of our women get pregnant, they still got to work a job. They got to go through all the things in the environment. They got to live in all of the stress. But you get prenatal care and all of these amenities when Heather and Becky become pregnant. Oh, they're prima donnas, and they got to have nursemaids, and they got to have maids, and they got to have all of these careful things, because the thing is different. The thing that they saw is when they went to the continent and they saw our women and how they produced their children, and how they didn't have to go through that procedure of putting them up on a horse and pulling them out with forceps and doing all of that thing that they did. No, the women knew that you go to nature, you squat, and you let gravity pull that child forth. There was a difference in the way the child is brought into existence. Because the African says the birth of a child does not happen when the child comes out of the womb. The birth of a child happens when the girl thinks of a baby.
Wow, when she thinks of it?
When she thinks, because when she's in the womb, her body is already getting the eggs to have when she comes out. They don't implant eggs. The eggs are born in her. The sperm is born in that male. So you have three generations. when a woman conceives, she's your daughter or your son was carrying your daughter when you conceived him. He just had to find a woman to impregnate. That's the
miracle of divine intelligence. They were carrying their sibling? They were carrying their sibling?
Yes, you already have the eggs and sperm are in the baby's body when it's born. There's no implanting.
Oh, man, he dropped.
Brother Kwame dropped? Yeah, I'm here.
Yep, he dropped. He dropped.
Wow,
I just seen it came down that he dropped. Wow.
He's got time to get back
there
in.
He is. He's back. He's back now.
Okay. Okay.
But
okay, Brother Kwame, I see you dropped. We got you back. Well, you called back in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. And what I'm sharing is that this is the miracle of the Creator, is that when we are conceived, we are carrying the next generation in our bodies already. That's how fantastic we are as human beings. And the energy of the black woman being the first mother, she's carried all the other genes for all the other people. That's the greatness.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Now,
go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, now, all right, I'm getting kind of confused here. Or maybe I'm not. I just don't know how to put it into words.
Just say it.
I don't even know what I can't say it because I don't know how to say it.
What do you feel?
I don't know. Confusion. It's not really confusion.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, please.
No problem. While you regrouping and getting yourself together, I don't know if Sister Antoinette, she didn't mention about last class where she mentioned homework that she had for the family, and her homework was dealing with the secret keepers that a lot of us are, and from the secret keepers to turn that into the storyteller that you are. It's no longer time to keep the secrets, but to now be the teller of the story, to be the storyteller. So
yeah, and I got that from my brother, y'all. My brother told me that not to die with my secrets, with all the secrets that I have on the family, on recipes and everything else. And we have a caller already, so let me know when you're ready. Brother, we can take them. But
yeah, we can take the family on in.
Yeah, my secret, y'all, it's just I hold the family history and certain recipes that I got from my grandmother that I'm not willing to give up to everyone in my family. Well, really, right now, to no one. So my brother was telling me that I need to, you know, when it comes to that pinch, figure out what the pinch is. You know, which I tell them is too much work. You know, you know when something looks right, and, you know, my brother was telling me, I know when it looks right to me, but my looking right is not going to be the same as it looks right to someone else.
Correct.
So for me,
that's
to
why they
ask
for the,
and I was being
the correct
selfish.
Measurement, so they ain't got to try to pinch here and pinch there. They got a half a teaspoon, a half a tablespoon, a whole this, a whole that. So, again, yeah. That's all. And those type of things, not just recipes, but again, it's the constant diet that we all eat. And remember, for me, diet is just the acronym is do I eat this or do I eat that? And it's not just what you're putting in your mouth, it's what you're putting in your brain.
Yes.
Because that's that thought that Kwame was talking about before a child is born, that thought of that little girl, first thought of having a child, is when
that's
creation there begins within
the
her. Okay.
That was the question.
So,
thank you.
But that's it, dealing with just the thought, how fast that thought is. Because before any action starts, the thought has to be there. That's why you think it, you say it, you do it. As a man, as a woman thinketh, so is he or she. It's the thought, family. That's why thought is 41 to 5. Anyway, you can bring in the caller, Sister Antoinette.
Yes, but first let me ask Kwame this question. I'm sorry, caller. Give me one more minute. All right, Brother Kwame, you said that as we think, you know, as a girl, woman thinks about having children, then it opens everything up. Now, does that determine how many eggs you're going to have? You know, if a person... Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
No, because your body's already carrying eggs. Your body, that's why I said about seven. The first 7 years, your body's developing, and then the next 7 years, you going into the stage of what? Adolescence. Your body is changing. Girls change quicker than boys. The cycle starts from seven, and by the time she reaches the next seven, she's menstruating.
Yeah.
Her eggs are coming out.
Yeah, it's earlier now, unfortunately.
Right, because the diet, as Judge Brother Eddie just said, the diet and all of the unnatural foods is causing the body to do unnatural things in the cycle and rhythm of what we're supposed to do. When they had the birth control pill factory here, they had to move it out. Because in the area that it was there, the chimney stacks from what they were using to make those pills were making little girls and boys growing, changing their hormones and their testosterone to little girls was 7 and 8 years old having cycles. Because they were living in
breathing. Unfortunately, I have not seen that yet. I don't want to see that. I do not want to see that for my grandchildren yet, no. Fortunately, they haven't experienced that. If they have, their parents hadn't told me. Oh, in the factory, okay.
Yeah, that was Lily. The factory Lily was making the birth control pills, and the people lived in the area were infected by the pollution from the factory of making those pills.
So they could make money quicker. But then what is it doing to the older women? I mean, because I know I said in my late 40s, early 50s, like women are going through menopause quicker. Sooner is a better word.
By diet and by technology. Because this technology interferes with your reproduction or because what do women put their phones in their back pocket or in their breasts?
In their breasts.
Men carry their phones. Men carry their phones where? On their hip. What does it do? Low spurt. Erectile dysfunction. You didn't have erectile dysfunction until you started carrying your phone.
Okay, so that's where that came from.
Yes.
Oh, that's where that came from. Okay, I never knew that. Okay,
thank you.
Wow.
I wanted to bring that up, too, because, again, you all were talking about it, Brother Thomas Show Monday. And y'all was talking about the phones in the hip pocket again.
That
phones are part of the 5G and the waves that they're using. That's all part of Margaret Singer's dealing with her Planned Parenthood because this is now the technology in the Planned Parenthood is I know guys 30 and in their late 20s that are using Viagra and Cialis because of ED. And it ain't AIDS, y'all. It's erectile dysfunction.
I thought that was,
because
I thought that was for older men.
No,
not
now.
The thing is that frequency transmitted into your sexual organ area on men's body that creates your testosterone level gets killed. It kills it. That's radiation.
Oh,
you got
wow.
that hanging on you. Right. You got that hanging on you, or you got that in your pocket, or you got that laptop sitting on your lap and you sitting there with your legs. That's transmission into your sacred. It transmits
now,
radiation. It's invisible radiation.
Now, is that more for white men, or is that, or is it more prevalent
that's
with black
men?
Thank you,
okay.
All men.
Wow. I'm going to bring the caller in so that they don't leave us. Okay, area code 708, your line is open.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
Hey there, is this my sister, Student Wendy?
Woo! Hey,
how
are
you
doing?
Hello,
you doing? I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening
good.
In, of course. I've been at work, that's why I've been missing out. But I know y'all talking about Planned Parenthood, but I have to go back to the Maui and the 5G and everything. So I did a live on my Facebook last weekend when I was off, and I was telling everybody, the message came to me because I've been reading my Tartarian book and all these other books about the 1800s coming into now doing a reconstruction there, and I was like, oh, bad, that's just what it is. It's a reset, which we know, but they're using the same reconstruction era tactics with the distraction of, they did the sinking of the Titanic, which was that little paper cup boat, which was a distraction. But those were coded messages telling them about the money, whether what's going on with this currency, the war they got going on right now. So, you know, they got BRICS with Russia, Brazil,
yeah,
India, China, and South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, where they're dropping the dollar everywhere, and they're switching over to their own currencies and
exactly.
gold. And yen, I think yen or something, yes. It's more the yen than it is the gold, I think. If memory serves me correctly from what I've read. Or is it gold?
Right.
I know they're using both. They're using the gold and the yen.
Whichever one they're using, America ain't in it. So that was
right.
my thing. They got rid all the European countries got out. So what the other thing that's going on with the coded messages is now I'm on TikTok, so they've been breaking this stuff down. It's been getting good. A lot of these codes
yes.
came, how they had and stuff. You know how they say the secret society, the Masons, Masonic, whatever order they follow, they have to put everything in plain sight. But you have to,
yes.
they have to do everything and get permission from the public. So we know that the public, if they're not keeping up or caring to follow it, they're going to easily give up the permission for everything to go the way it's going. They've been doing the same tactics since the Reconstruction era. So the Maui situation with the laser, it made me think about when I was in grammar school, they always told us about the Great Chicago Fire, a cow kicking over a bucket. I'm like, nah, that don't make sense, because why do we still have these historic buildings here? Why we still got these so-called Catholic churches and these museums and everything? You telling me that these stones outlast since the 1600s and before then, and they surviving right now, but everything else burned down? That's not what happened. The same laser that hit Maui are the same layers that hit, like they've been doing. The Reconstruction era was doing high technology. All these cell phone stuff, none of this stuff is new. This is just what they're re-implementing to the public. They give it to the public piece by piece. People out here still buying the same cell phone just because they said it's the next generation. But it's the same exact phone. They have not changed their system. The Titanic was about what? Sinking out the competition so J.P. Morgan can be on top. You
yeah.
had J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo,
yeah.
all these same companies that have been here since the 1800s are still here now thriving. They've been robbing us like they did coming in though. So the coded with that, to let them know that when they sunk that fake submarine a couple of months ago that was letting you know the dollar fell. I already knew that. I'm like, all right, the dollar been falling. So that was that message. The rich people bound the property. Here's another thing about Hawaii. The queen was held hostage. They stole that land. They didn't do it the right way. She was held hostage in her own palace. So a lot of the people had been saying that they know that the government don't really run Hawaii because they woke up and was letting them know, like, no, they never agreed to any of this. That's another reason why they started taking that property. Those people didn't want to sell. The same thing that this ain't their first time doing this. They also did this with the Breonna Taylor, the cop they got killed.
Yeah.
The black girl, they got killed.
Did you
so
say
her
AI?
Neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Breonna Taylor. So when they killed her, it's because she didn't want to sell her house. So that's why they staged that whole thing to make it seem like her boyfriend did this and did that. It was none of that. They wanted to specifically buy that block, buy that neighborhood. She didn't want to sell. So they killed her so they can take their property, to take over their property and build whatever they want to build on it. That's what a lot of this stuff is. They're just throwing it in your face and making it seem like they're holding a monument for it and all of this. But it's really just an energy cipher. Same thing they're doing,
so
like they're using now.
I'm sorry. So with Bill Cosby, with them throwing him in jail, you know, he was blocking them from throwing that water, that pipe
exactly.
Going through his. Okay, so
because,
that was the reason why they threw him in jail.
Yeah, Bill Cosby knew all of this. That's why they was shutting him up. First of all, the black community shut Bill Cosby up. When Bill Cosby was out here telling people to pull their pants up, be more respectable, get your house in order. So I watch it on Facebook. I watch it on Facebook how they shamed them. I'm like, I was more so mad at the black people. I'm like, y'all idiots. Because here it is, somebody is trying to get you to get on the right path so we can come together and take our land back. But you're most so caught up into whatever the fake facade of TV tell you. It's nowhere in the world these women coming up here later on saying that he touched them and did it. Like, come on, y'all, make it make sense. And they was drug addicts.
Years,
if people didn't
years,
know Bill Cosby
years.
Was a drug, but Bill Cosby was a hustler. He was the drug pusher in the industry. If they knew it, I mean, it was never hidden. So here it is, these women coming later on saying he did it. Like, it's no different than a drug dealer in the street. If you ain't got the money, you finna go to the back of the car, whoop, whoop, whoop. So you can get this little line, whatever. If y'all know what I'm saying on street code. So I wasn't trying to hear none of that because these is just thotties. That's the term we use in the street. Them old thotties. That meant nothing. The young one too, the one that like Howard Stern, that the lady took her daughter to his house. I'm reading it like, wait a minute. Why would you take your 16-year-old daughter to go see this man anyway? It's just not adding up. Are you prostituting your child? Make it make sense.
I mean, that's the way it happened. Why would you keep coming back if you were being raped?
Make it make sense. This is the
sense. Yeah, but I mean, they did, and the public followed it because it didn't make
sense
to me.
As they always do. They did the same thing. I know everybody mad at R. Kelly. I'm not. Because I know that these people prostitute and sell their kids. They still doing it right now. Because who really cares?
Yeah.
Like y'all was just saying about the Maui situation, where are the children? And why isn't any parents crying on TV right now? Like, we need to know where the kids at. They know where the children at.
Yeah.
Because the first thing that they was doing about the warning of this hurricane, I think it was called Hillary. Before the Ida, it was one called Hillary, right? First thing that come to my mind is child trafficking. Because if people know what Hillary Clinton and them was doing, they are the major child trafficking ring. So all of the stuff was coded right there in your face. They didn't have nothing. It's just frustrating because I'd be so upset. They're like, this is stuff I've been talking about for years. And when they took my Facebook account, I just got back into my Facebook account this year. They kicked me out in 2021, December. And when I came back and I saw all this, all I saw was perversion. I'm like, man, they just went further and further into the hole. They stuck in 3D. A lot of us elevated, we going up, and I see where those people were at. I'm like, I don't even like Facebook. It's just perversion. They still talking about the same stuff.
But they didn't just start this, what's the right word for it? Y'all have to forgive me tonight. My brain is really off. Where they're stealing the children from these catastrophes. Remember Haiti? They came in and they took their children. And, what, a year or two ago, Brother Eddie, when we had the lady from Haiti on, but she lives in Georgia, but she's the representative for Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say her name. Y'all know her name. You and Brother Kwame, I'm sure, know her name. I think it
I don't remember her name, but I remember she came on and she talked about everything that was happening with the Clintons and what Hillary was doing over there and all of the little aides that they had over there and people that started to talk about started coming up dead
and
missing.
Seaman Red Cross. That's what they do. Seaman Red Cross.
Yeah.
But
remember
and
I asked if they ever got their children back, and she had said then that they never got their children back.
Nope.
So my whole thing is, where are these children? And they're talking about all these things in Mars. And so if they are really going to Mars, and if they did really find life on Mars, or where they're able to have a life force, because from what I understand, it is water on Mars. So
they ain't taking them kids from
do
Mars.
They have these
they
children
even.
In Mars, or are they somewhere in this country or in another country where they're using them
they
as sex slaves.
They wherever these demonic entities at. They ain't taking these children on no Disney ride. These children are being
I don't think they're on no Disney ride.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, so is it for...
Do you get it?
Or they using them for slavery.
Exactly. It's heinous acts. It's no different than in the 1800s. They put them on the train. What's the name of the train? When they had so many kids, they were trying to they had them in this farm type setting. They used to call it the Cabbage Patch Kids. So the Cabbage Patch Kids is a real thing where they were creating these
that
children.
That was back in the '80s. Wasn't that the '80s when they came up with the Cabbage Patch?
But in the 1800s, these children were created. Early 1900s. This is doing. The expos, the expositions, when they would talk about all this high technology, like they destroy so much of it to recreate what we have. This is the reconstruction era. They tore everything down to build up. That's what masonries do. That's what they do. The masons are supposed to be the master architectures. You break down to build up. So that's why I keep saying it's the same exact strategy. The masons know. They know. That's why they are the gatekeepers. They are the ones that hold all the secrets. If you start breaking it down to them, they know I don't like them. It's called All Aboard the Foundling Train, Children for Sale. That's what it is, Children for Sale, the Foundling Train. This is from 1853 to 1929. These children was being carried through the postal system. Or either they put them in these trains. They have them on a train. One adult, one nurse, something like that, and just sending these children abroad. No different than what they're doing now. The same trafficking system. So in the book I'm reading, they always have a gap. What happened between 1812 and 1840? So I said on my post, will this be in the future? Are people going to ask what happened between 20? I'm going to say earlier, before 2012, because we have stuff happen before 2012 to 2040. They're going to try to erase a lot of that so people, you know, don't think about it. Look how they're not remembering now. Half of these people act like they don't even know about the Amazon being on fire. The Amazon is the real main concern of why we're going through what we're going through now. They really allowed a chicken sandwich to overshadow the rainforest being burned. When they was doing all this to the Aborigine in Australia, they said as soon as the Australian Aborigine won their case in court, what did they do? Burn the Amazon. They started burning everything like they doing now in Maui, like they drown in Florida. People waking up to who they are. If you on TikTok, you found out we all are the, that's the indigenous clan, and we are the Aborigines of America. These people blocking our posts and everything. I mean, once I started waking up, finding out the truth, reading these books, like, man, I used to always say, even in my astral travel, no offense to Africa, but I never was over there because I was always here. And people get offended by that. It don't mean that I'm anti-African. It don't mean that. It means that I know I'm an Aborigine. I'm a native here, indigenous to the Americas. This is Egypt. They get offended by that. Then why we have mounds? Why is it I could tell you and explain to you that I know about this technology? Why are they telling you you can't go to the Grand Canyon? Because they know it's giants in the Grand Canyon, through Utah, through Nevada, through the mounds in Illinois, the mounds in Mississippi. The Nile, the Mississippi River is the Nile. They give you everything and show you in plain sight what it is, but tell you it's other places. But it's right there in your face. I know I get a vibrational feeling when I'm driving on the expressway going down 57 or taking a 20, and I'm going between these mountains and these mounds, and I'm like, man, why my heart beating fast? Why I'm sweating? Why I'm vibrating? Oh, man, now I know why. Because it's rising inside of me like this is what you are, you here. It's like I'm a natural crystal or something. When I'm driving down the expressway sometime, like, dang, like, oh, man, I'm close to a mound, or I'm close to a pyramid or something. But I know now. Also, when we see all these old houses, these big mansions and stuff that, you know, I've been seeing when I rode through Highway 20, I'm like, wow, they are sitting on top of the mounds in the mountain, I mean the mounds in the pyramids. And it's like, man, they just really just came and ravaged through our stuff and just took over, living a life of rally, like, in our face. Let me close my window. They so ghetto. I don't know how to mute myself either, but I'm going to go.
Now, is that where our children can be at?
I'm sorry?
Is that where our children can be at? Is in that place? And you just named the name. I tell you, I'm really sorry. My memory is really off.
The mountain, the foundling trains? They ship them everywhere.
No, the place, Antarctica. Antarctica. Forgive me, y'all. I'm really sorry. My thinking is really off. But Antarctica.
Since they say no one
can live there. I mean, I've always told no one can live
there.
No country can claim it.
Nobody can go to, I'm talking about the, what did I say? Out there in Arizona.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, the
Grand
Canyon.
They want you to go in the Grand Canyon because that's where all the pyramids and the original Sphinx and all of them is there. They can't even remove it because it's implanted into the foundation of it. Like, they can't destroy it. They're not letting nobody in there, and it's military base. Like, it still has
no one can go into
the
Antarctica as well, right? No country
can
claim
Antarctica.
You got 37 countries in the Antarctica.
You can't go past the ice wall.
But none can claim it as their own, right? No,
they can't claim
it as their own.
No, they just have bases set up there where they're researching and waiting for the rest of the ice to go. But what? The thing that Antarctica and the Arctic is the same thing that they discovered when they went up there looking for the true north of the Antarctic. There is a hole at the top of the earth and the bottom of the earth. This is where Shambhala, when you talk about the caves in the Grand Canyon and you talk about Mount Shasta, this is where the journey to the center of the earth was a true story, but they just fictionalized it. Inner earth that we have. We're on up. It says in heaven as it is in earth. There is another. We're on top, but there is an inner earth. And so what we're looking at, and this is what I see the transportation. These children are not disappearing because you look at something. How did Maui and all the Hawaiian islands form? Volcanoes. Those are tunnels that they have now been able to capture and be able to travel through inner earth from continent to continent.
And so what you're seeing, and I'm grateful that you've done the research and you're looking at Reconstruction, because even in the part of the Reconstruction was the beginning of the agriculture age of the fibers of picking. Cotton was king. Cotton was the white gold. And cotton was the fiber that created the industrial age that you're talking about. And the industrial age what created what we call the textile industry. And what are we doing now? We have the fiber optic industry that we're creating technology, just like we created textile, and both of them are fibers. One is transmission of information. The other one was transmission of wealth, transferring the wealth from the earth to the people that were for owning those plantations and colonizing those people in order to gain their wealth. The other part that you're looking at, and I know Brother Eddie remember this, you can take two cans, punch a little hole in it, put you a string on one in there at the bottom of it, a string on the other can on the other one, and what can you do with that?
Talking, that's the Western Union. That was their thing.
That's where the funk. Talking through the fiber. And what are we doing? The industry hasn't stopped because they have
this
to have
thing,
fiber
though,
optics.
We didn't need none of that because we was using the ether for everything. They came in here and put this wire system in to control it. They are literally controlling the frequency. You said this earlier when you was talking about how they're using the frequency and using – because the moon controls the waves, right? Well, before – this
moon
is what they're telling us.
Water.
That the control the water, right? But they still using harps and all this other stuff, manipulating these frequencies to control where this water goes and how it moves, to control where they want to send the bouncing the rays from this sun to – submit this stupid laser to destroy everything like they did back then. They stole all this
Tartarian,
They stole this technology from Tartarian beings. That's it. Just so they can come to conquer and use this frequency to control this frequency, to control these powers, because we didn't even use all this stuff. They had no need for wires. This phone wire stuff came after they destroyed it. We was literally using the ether
everything. I'm sorry.
We're talking on cell phones right now. We're not using phone cords no more.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to make this message. Y'all, please forgive me. We have 6 minutes left in this live program. In order for you to continue listening, if you have a question or a comment, you have to call in now. Brother Eddie, you want to give them the number? I'm so sorry.
515-605-9343.
And y'all, you have 6 minutes. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10:30 a.m. Brother Ray at 3 p.m. for the drumming. No matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. It's drumming to Kim Weston's,
Lift Every Voice.
Darn, I told you, my memory is really off. Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information and we can let the sister go ahead.
Yes, the new email is e26-19093@gmail.com. That's e26-19093@gmail.com. And right quick, Wendy, yes, I agree with you because that was part of the homework that I gave last class was dealing with telepathy. For us to think of a way for you and me to activate and use our telepathy, see, because that's what we forgot that we actually had before they had anything dealing with this technology or devices to talk on. As you said, we use the ether, we use the air to communicate our thoughts through telepathy. So again, this is what we're coming back to, regardless if a lot of us want to or not, because whenever it goes so-called dark, it goes black, a blackout, we better start preparing ourselves. And if we ain't thinking about it, that's why we ain't talking about it. It ain't going to be done. We're going to be stuck out here.
Already going through it.
So, yes.
Yeah. And
so
also,
continue
up,
Sister Wendy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I just say this one thing? They're talking about it being a really cold winter, a lot of snow this winter. My suggestion is for everyone, stock up on your food and everything now as much as you can, and non-perishables. And if you're able to buy a generator, because I said I was going to try to get a generator so I can have for when everything does fall. So just y'all also just be prepared for this winter that they're saying it's going to be snowing, it's going to be very cold.
What is the reason?
And
for
it's
that?
Something that we're not used to because, well, especially here on the East Coast, because we've had mild
winters.
But
what is the reason for you going to have extreme cold winters? What is the reason for that?
Probably harp, isn't it what they're making?
No, because they burned up 300,000 acres of forest up there in Canada that stopped the Arctic winds.
Oh, okay.
Preparation.
All the forest is gone, so now the wind from the Arctic has nothing that's going to be a buffer.
Yep.
There's the fire, the laser.
Yeah.
They're preparing for the next phase of their reconstruction. That's what it is. But that was my talking to everybody.
We're in the fourth reconstruction.
Definitely.
Because just as you talked about the Titanic, on the trade that they did bringing bodies from the continent to the Americas, now they're taking ships and they're dropping cables. The same type of, they're using steamships and dropping these cables running from America to the continent and down to South America, where you said they're burning up the Amazon because the last vestiges of our oxygen supplies in the Congo and over there on the Niger River, those forests haven't been destroyed as they destroyed what they did with the Amazon, because they're moving technology down into the South Americas, because this money, that's where they got to invest the money in the drug trade.
So it's just going to get colder and colder. Each winter is going to be colder.
I'm in Chicago, so I mean, what else? How much colder can it get for me?
You're used to it. Yeah, see, I'm in Delaware, and we never had not below like y'all get below.
Yeah.
And the wind.
What?
Y'all get all those
Let
winds, and we don't get to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, Chicago, 1966, 1976. I left Chicago in 1993. That was the coldest one. That was 63 below zero wind chill factor.
Whoa.
It's going to get colder, I'm telling you, because that was what was the buffer that stop the winds coming out, because all of that forest burned up in Canada was a buffer from the Arctic winds. Do you know that they're now giving, like they give hurricane names, they just recently started giving winter storms names because that's how disastrous they are.
Wow.
Yep. And I work in the, at the airport in the field, so when it's been hot, you got to give it at least an extra 10 to 15 degrees hotter. So I know
that's
definitely going to be feeling it, but
And sharing with you in Chicago, because I was first brought to Chicago in 1952. I've seen the winters. I've seen Chicago shut down to it. Nothing moved.
Yep.
Nothing in the city moved.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Jane Burns and Badoliak. What was his name? Badoliak or Because that's how she won to became the first mayor woman to be mayor of Chicago because of the snowstorm.
Can you say that again?
The first woman to be?
Jane Byrne was the first mayor, woman mayor of Chicago, and she got to be mayor because the year before the election, the snowstorm blizzard shut down Chicago, and I think Brzoliak or whatever his name was, he didn't do the job, and the city got shut down, and people were so pissed off they elected her as mayor.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's enough to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy, please forgive me for throwing you off your thought.
I'm listening. I'm actually done, though. I appreciate y'all for letting me come in. I'm just talking to y'all. I can't relate to a lot of people. But thanks for listening.
I don't understand this stuff, so I appreciate it. I truly do. This is all new to me.
Oh, well, we all still learning. I know I'm still learning. Nice talking to you, Mr. Harris. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but we'll get together soon.
But Wendy.
Yes.
You've seen Chicago Water Tower?
Of course. Yeah.
That was the thing that was left from the Chicago fire.
More than that was left. You also have the museums, all the museums.
No, they weren't there
Institute.
Then. They
it
weren't
was.
There
I got
then.
The book. I
they
got the book, sir.
Then.
The one that they just tore down was that mansion over there, the old the one you just named, that water tower, the field museum, the science and industry museum. I have the book. I'm trying to tell you. All them Catholic churches, all that stuff was still there. All these, so Saints are down, all of them, all those churches, all that stuff been there. That the whole entire Chicago did not burn down. What they're giving us is a fairy tale, following this stuff for a long time, researching it. And it's not just Chicago. It's the same thing in St. Louis, the same thing with these big Catholic churches and monuments and across the United States, across the whole world, because it was an entire era. The Tartarian was a one-world nation who all used the ether. You don't go from pyramids to teepees and haystacks. That's not how none of this happened. They just want to erase our memory using those expositions, because these expositions happen all over the world. And when you look at this history about, man, how did this, the Taj Mahal and all this stuff last and outdate? It's all the same functioning buildings from the same time. How did everything else outlast these dramatic fires and hurricanes and tsunamis? Because it was all done by design with this technology. We can say we're in a simulation, but if we're in a simulation, think about the technology of the simulation. Nothing is new under the sun. Whatever they're giving you is what they presented to you piece by piece. This stuff has been here and it's going to be here. They picking and choosing what they want to leave here because it holds frequency. Those Catholic churches and stuff used to be healer centers and hospitals. They wasn't churches. They just started learning how to look at the mechanism of the mass of the windows. What do you call that? It's like it makes these shapes, and these shapes hold frequency and sound. What's that thing they be using to measure sound? It's a machine they use to measure sound. And it makes these designs. Those are the same exact designs in those churches and the walls and the museums, the Gothic Renaissance-type buildings. That's not what they originally were, hospitals, healing centers. Some of them was people homes. Tell me, they just did a number on us. And slavery wasn't real either. I'll get into that next time, but...
Well, the only reason I'm saying that because the Chicago fire was in the 1880s and it burnt down part of the north side of Chicago. Because I remember as a kid, my grandfather worked in building the Museum of Science and Industry. That was in the 50s. So that's why I say those buildings weren't there.
He worked in reconstruction. The foundation didn't fall. I'm looking at the building right now on this book. I wish it was a way I could send pictures. How do I send y'all this stuff from this book I got? Well, y'all could just get the book yourself. The name of the book is One
World. What's the name of the book? What's the name of the book?
One World Tartarian. That's one of the books. And the other book is Exposing the Exposition, Ancient Rome in America, ?
The Chicago Exposition.
All of them. It wasn't just Chicago. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It was not just Chicago. These expositions were all over the world during the same time.
That's why I love it. As you said, they gotta tell you, but it's coded. And for me, the code is within the numbers of what I be sharing with the family all the time. And the numbers never change. It's the names that they keep changing. All these names, they keep giving it a different name. And when you recognize the number, you say, oh, shit, there it is again. Okay, now I see. And that's all they're doing. That's what they've been doing. Just like if anybody's got Tubo on their little television now, and they can get the movie, or if you can pull up an old movie, ain't that old? It's a 2020 movie that I didn't even know that even came out. I just happened to look on it yesterday, and I watched it, and it's not only funny, family, it makes you really think. The movie is called Bad President.
I remember that movie.
This one is starring Eddie Griffin. Is this the same one?
Yeah.
Where he's the devil, and he basically helps Trump become president in order to further push the distraction on the people. It's hilarious, family, and it's right on point.
It's definitely
on point. Thank you. So I suggest to anybody.
Is it TiVo or TiVo?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's his name. I don't watch TV, so I don't know. But the other movie I seen that was about a crazy president was called Idiocracy. That movie was good. That was good. It came out in like 2003, around that time, 2004 maybe.
Okay.
But I still remember it. You know, as things started happening throughout life, a lot of these movies pop back in my head, like the movie Surrogate, when I was trying to explain to people that you eat this clone meat, but you don't believe in clone people. Like, quit playing. Something is really wrong with the world. Like, man, they really
come on now.
That's a great
movie for people who are definitely into technology to plug into Surrogate. That's a movie and a half that people need to check that out too. Because this is basically where they're going.
Yeah,
you know, want to put on all of this headgear and get into this augmented reality and all
the clone people though. During the pandemic, when they were still watching sports, because I was talking to this guy at the time and he was watching sports, and I'm looking, I don't really watch TV, you know that, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm like, why would like a video game? You cool with this? You really think these people out here playing ball? You know, I had to stop talking to them because I don't like slow people. But I'm like, oh, my God, this is a video game. This is not real. And I'm going to do it again. And these are the same people that coached you and encouraged you and got you to go out there and go get injected because they idol worshipers. It's just, at the end of the day, these people are idol worshipers. So it's the same tactics of the Reconstruction era. And the same text is in the Bible. We all doing the same stuff. It's the easy system. They got it down to the basic, just 1, 2, 3 steps. Put some celebrities out there, they'll do it. get them to worship their favorite idols. Go see Beyonce. Beyonce get up there and tell them to do what they'll do it.
I say, yeah, that's she's part of it, but yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And what's happening now, people are, certain people, even in this fake news industry, is wising up. And they're seeing that all this technology, AI that they're pushing, is pushing them out the door too, because they're already seeing over in other countries where they have news anchors and weather people are no more than AI.
Yep.
They have androids doing the news, and they have even the hologram of whoever they want to put up there do the news as a hologram, not even a real person.
The concert,
so
too.
Yes, they know that their jobs are in jeopardy, so they're going to try to get right by trying to start releasing little tadbits of truth as things basically keep on flowing, because it's going to keep opening, the floodgates are open now, and this
it's
is what's happening. They've let too many people in, and technology, again, you can use it for good things, you know, even though we know it is, they have basically brought it back out to basically keep people docile, keep them asleep, you know, shut them out.
Rock them to sleep.
Look, y'all, you said about the news letting it out. The one that you see, the football player here, Mike Sargent or something like that, whatever his last name is, he has said, I'm coming to you live, not by AI.
He had to warn y'all, like, it's really me, y'all. I'm not one of these bots out here.
Oh, yeah, that's the same way it's going to be.
I'm really surprised.
In a minute, the way people ask you, are you trying to be set up by a cop? They ask you, you know, are you a cop? You know, they coming to buy drugs from you, and you like, oh, you're a cop? They're a prostitute, or you're a cop? It's going to be that way now. Are you AI?
Yep.
They're going to be questioning, are you AI?
I was really shocked to hear that. I was really, I was shocked to hear that. I'm like, wow. And that was,
well, they put that on.
That was,
if you notice, they put it on questionnaires now. They have certain questions and they ask you, are you a robot?
Yep.
I see that all
are
the time.
Are you real or are you a robot?
On the internet. Yep.
See, yes. See, so again, it's a seed that's being planted, because anytime you never thought of it and they ask you questions, like, they done put a seed in your head that was never there. See?
Yep.
And that's how we need to do to get back what we need to do, put the seeds of thoughts, of true communication, of things that we need to activate one another and stop pushing their narrative, their garbage, their biofeedback loop. See?
Yeah.
Because we just...
Oh, before I go, I'm sorry. I had to tell you what the code of Mountain Dew was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because before I lose this thought, they're using this Mountain Dew can to send out these messages of what their direct energy. So DEW is direct energy weapon. MTN is message to NATO. That's what came to me. And
okay.
I'm going to stop going online. Because I'm like, probably said too much. But I was trying to, it's a couple of people on TikTok that was bringing that point. I'm like, why? It wouldn't leave me alone. And as I slept, I don't know where I was at, sitting in the meeting or something. And it came to me. I'm like, oh, man, if that's what it is. And I woke up, I wrote it down so I didn't forget. I'm like, dang, they bogus. They put this right, like,
so
I said, you have to agree to it. So you got all these people buying this drink. I don't even drink the stuff. It's disgusting. When I first had it years ago, I'm like, ugh, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just nasty. Like I said, when we see, say things, we talk about things. And again, for me, it's the number that 13, 14 that just keep coming up. And when you say it, that I haven't thought about that pop in a long time, and just do, D-E-W comes to 13, just like Maui is 13. So, see, you're blowing the lid off all this shit now, because We keep saying, when we see the same number, I keep saying, the names don't change and all this shit, but when we see the same number, 13, 14, that yep. 4 and 5 keep coming up, that's a code. That's why code is even 14. They tell you that in the word code, it's 14, it's 5.
Yep.
Jim Code, Jim Crow. You know, same thing. Crow and code are 14. We've not been through Jim Crow. Now it's Jim Code.
Yep.
Same number, different word, and this is what they playing. You know, the game is up. Game is 14. We game recognized game, y'all. Five. I got five of them. Yeah, we recognizing all of it. See?
Yeah.
So, again, all through history, as you said, you can go all the way back. It's, if it's a English word written, the number is there. We just didn't see it.
Yeah.
Go all the way back to their so-called creation of Independence Day, July 4, 1776, is a 5. Keep going by all these things they done did, that they constructed. They put these dates up. I didn't come up with this shit. Why did they, the same number keep coming up? See?
Yeah.
So this is when we start really seeing this, family. The code is already being broke. You know, it's here now. That's why the change is fine. The change is here. We ain't got to wait for it. It's already here. We're dealing with it. So that's why it's time for it to be revealed. Reveal is fine. The change of the code is being revealed. I'm helping reveal that code. That's just my part. And I'm loving it. That's why love is fine. I love y'all. I'm going to keep on having fun.
Yeah, this is kind of fun. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'll just be laughing. Now they're going back into the C thing and everybody panicking about that. And I'm just sitting there like, man, if y'all ain't used to this script right now, I don't know.
Hey, that's why fun is 13. That's that 4. We having fun, y'all. And you can laugh your behind out. Laugh is 22. It's that 4. That's why I say God 13 got a sense of humor. He laughing like a mug because, hey, this code has been right here. We the ones that fell for the okie-doke.
Yep.
You know, boomerang time, baby. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to get on board.
That's why a lot of stuff we're not supposed to interfere in, because a lot of this is a karmic debt that, you know, we're not supposed to be interfering with a lot of stuff anyway. So
that's why I said with political theater, everybody was Trump this, Trump that, Bush this, Obama, Y'all, it's a political theater. It's a show, baby. Y'all better get your comfy seat, get your popcorn snacks, get your smoke and your drink, and enjoy the show, baby. Don't get upset. Don't get all wound up.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't for you. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I guess that's the reason why my cousin Nanny, in one of her writings, she has in there that they're the same. It's that they're both the same. The Republicans and the Democrats are the same. Because in order for her to start her school, she got her school from the Rockefellers. But, you know, she had to go for what she wanted it to go for, to do her message, but they helped fund her school, and, you know, they would donate money to her every year for her school.
Use what you got to get what you want. That's it. Short and simple. You know, and same party. See, just to know this is really a theater, and they just playing with us. You know, when we get all twisted about Trump going through trials and it's not true and this, that, and the other. If Trump and anybody want, they know dirt on each other. The shit we know is what we got here and there. But come on, if we know that what Biden and Hunter, Biden has done, him and his son, and it's treason, you got people that's in the Freemasons that are judges, a.k.a. Judge Joe Brown, say Yep. That they know for a fact that these people have basically betrayed the country and they should be brought up on charges of treason, and nobody does
exactly.
that. If he
exactly.
can say that and he knows that, what do you think Trump really knows and all these big boys that's part of this shit know that he can bring up and stop all this shit in a nutshell if he wanted to?
That's why they're locking him up. Well, trying to lock him up. They can't lock him up.
Well, but again, he's not going to say.
They're not
going to
tell on each other.
No, Judge Joe Brown said everything. It's just up to people to listen.
That's the key, though. But if
Judge
Joe
didn't tell it
all. I'm just saying, if they know more, if they know more than what they're telling, which we know, they're not telling us everything, but the tidbits that they do, and they're not acting on it,
yep.
we know they paid off too. We know what's happening.
Yep.
You know, so we just following this along and don't see the real script because, again, people don't see it the way that they've been given to see things. For me, it's the number behind the words. It all reveals all this shit. It's in plain sight, y'all. As they say, it's hidden in plain sight. For me, if you know the number behind the words, you can see all of this plain as day. It ain't, and I laugh all the time because, like I said, and it's to the point where it ain't funny. It's sad now.
Yeah.
It's sad because it's the standard American diet, and remember, diet is do I eat this or do I eat that?
Yeah, I eat that.
That's what's sad about it, that people are eating this shit up. They eating it up left and right. That's why they done ran out and got a shot. Because they ate it mentally before they even ate it physically. They really fell for the okie doke. They've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. And they still trying to grab, as they say, that proverbial ring on the Ferris wheel, or on the merry-go-round, rather. Round and around we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. And they don't know when to get off and how to get off. So, yes. Wendy, I thank you for your contribution tonight. And,
yes.
I hope and I love it because, again, for me, family, she's the next generation that I'm passing whatever information I have that is useful to her and anybody else who wants to learn and get this information that is useful for you. Hey, I love it. And as the family and listening audience heard, she does her homework. Her references to books and things that she's a reader. And again, this is how we find things out. It's in the actual print, black and white, on paper, hasn't been burnt, can't be erased, can't be modified online the way all these e-books and everything else is. That's why a lot of these good books are very hard to find. And when you find them now and you try to get them online, they're very high priced because it's information in these books they don't want you to know.
Look at this.
Okay,
well,
speaking of books, when you go to get your books, I'm sorry, when you go to get your books, let me tell you, get them in hardback. When you get a book in soft, in the softback, okay, the paperback, there's words and things that's not in that it's not in the paperback, it's in the hardback. That's another thing that they keep from you. You don't get everything in the hardback, in the softback that you get in the hardback. So if you're doing it for true research or to maintain to have that book forever, get it in the hardback because you'll lose so much in the soft, in the paperback cover. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. That's true. Because I know I was, when you was talking about the books, prices going up, it's books that I was trying to get. These books are now thousands of dollars. Like, I was, the Holy Tablet. You know, they locked up Dr. York. And I was like, why they lock him up if they say he did all this crime or whatever?
They locked the man up, but now his book is thousands of dollars. Basically, he was telling the truth. They didn't want him out here giving this information.
Mm-hmm.
That book is like $2,500 on eBay or more, if not probably more, because that was like last year when I was trying to get it. So I'm pretty sure it's more now. And they just locked up Jamal Rashad. He was teaching. He's a teacher a lot of us was following on TikTok and Instagram. They just locked him up this year. So anybody out here exposing the truth, they coming at you. Like, this ain't nothing new. They did the same thing back in the day. If they don't lock you up, they'll kill you.
Yeah. Because they got to silence you.
Yeah. Can't have you waking up too many
that's
people.
That's so true.
Fascinates your character.
Yeah, because in order to keep control over the people, to keep people as slaves, as cattle slavery in their way, then they got to have you be quiet. You know, they can have you being slavery just doing the regular work. You know, you're going out working, but now we don't want you to work and talk. You know, just work, but don't talk.
Don't talk.
And if you do talk, don't say anything of any,
any value,
sound.
Anything of any
thank
value,
you.
Any
thank
work.
You. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lord, I don't know what's going on with my brain. My goodness, that's not good. All right, forgive me, y'all. I'm going to be quiet.
No, when we get off the phone, when we hang up, you go out and you get you some of that energy from that super blue full moon, so you can re-energize yourself. So that's all. Just go bathe in that moonlight, because that's a bright one. That is a bright moon
right now. It's very bright.
Yes, it is. That's why it's the super blue moon. So yes. Family, get that energy while it's here and put your intent, your true intention in what you want to bring forth, and let the energy of the earth and nature itself enhance what you want to bring forth, and you just flow with it, family, flow. Don't force it. Sit back and let go so it will flow. So, yes, Sister Antoinette, you do that. Go get you some good. And for those who are into the crystals, get your crystals now. Put them out to get that energy from the moon, that supermoon energy, to energize your crystals. And at the same time, make your moon water, family. Anything you use that you make a content of water, where you use water and you put your different ingredients, this is the time now in the moon, in the super moonlight, to do that ritual of you putting whatever you put in your water to alkaline it or whatever it is and put it in a glass container and put it in the moonlight, family. Put your intents, talk to the water, family, talk to it. It talks to you, because when you drink it, it's going to replenish and it's going to open up those memories, those good vibes that you entered into that water with the love and intentions that you're putting and making something to purify your system from beginning to end. Talk to it. That's why it has memories. And it will communicate with you. So, yes, these rituals that I'm giving now, you know, take it for what it's worth. But, again, it starts with your thought and your energy that you put into whatever it is you do. So, yes, family, we are getting back to nature truly. And this is what's happening. We're opening up. We are already open-minded so that we're able to receive as well as transmit, because that's all we are no more than receivers and transmitters. And that's what we're doing now. And more than anything, this coming, which is our second chance It's us basically telling the truth.
Yeah.
Being critical in our thinking again. The real revolution is the spiritual fight that we've been in, that we forgot. It's not a secret. Once we just start speaking the truth, that's when we return to being born free. You remember that you are born free once you speak your mind. You speak the truth. And these are the critical things that we need to do to bring forth the inner and understanding that we have of that God particle that's in us. God in each and every one is just a particle of a whole. And all these pieces of the particles are coming together to make the picture of that puzzle plain, that we always say, I got a piece of the puzzle. Yes, you do. So this is what's happening. And along this journey to teach the message of the story through the experiences of the lessons that we've learned is to enhance and to give encouragement through the improvement of knowing oneself. This is why we're all still learning useful information.
Yes.
It's information everywhere. But we have to be very precise on obtaining useful information. As we say, all information is not useful. A lot of it is a whole bunch of junk that we get stuck on, regurgitating the junk, the distractions, the trash, the garbage, the filth.
I call it for trivial pursuits.
Yes.
For trivial.
So again,
that's all it's good for.
Right. So we have to follow that first feeling, that gut feeling that you have, because that's spiritual. That's the spiritual intangible that we set aside at times. No, we have to rekindle that flame that has always burnt within. At times we just need it to be ignited. We need somebody to spark, to give us that spark that will give us that kick in the butt that some of us need to just remain focused. And again, stop running from the darkness, because the silence of the darkness is where the light is found. That darkest place carries that brightest light. See? And that's what we are basically unburying, uncovering, because it's been buried. All this information, just like we got to look and sift through all of this nonsense just to find those true articles, those gems. As you said, that now when you even try to get those books or 2,500 and more, to basically make sure that those of us who are on the right track.
Yeah.
See, and again, descending those waves of the brain, just like we're talking about the 5G waves, they're worried about our brain waves, the alpha waves and the beta waves that we're sending out in this awakened state that we're going through, waking up. As George said, psycho alpha, disco beta, bio aquadulu. Your beta wave is no more than your beat. Just rearrange the words to beta, and you got a beat, baby. We got to know our own beat within the waves that we are sending out. We're vibrating. Don't think sometimes that when you see something you said a year, two, four, 5 years ago, somebody else has came up with something that you might have thought that you was the first. Mm-hmm. When we have a thought, thousands of other people, we got over 800 billion people now. So we got, you got thousands of other people who are receiving the same thought,
the same thought
that you have at the same time.
Yeah.
See? And that's just those group of people with that thought, we're all connected. That's part of that telepathy that I'm talking about that we have to rekindle. We have to spark again so that it becomes just as natural as we pick up these phones and call each other. We can access the ether within our brains, within our minds, within the air, and dial each other up. But it takes practice just like everything else. We had to learn how to use this technology. We had to practice when you had to learn to get on certain sites until you got proficient with it. That's everything you do. That's why it's repetitive. We have to practice and stop letting them practice on us, practicing positions. Stop allowing ourselves, allowing ourselves to be the guinea pig because a practice physician that calls themselves a doctor, a MD, tell you, you got COVID, tell you, you got coronavirus. All they just told you is COVID-19, you got a damn cold. But now we all into what they now put in our heads that deal with COVID-19 instead of the old remedies that your grandmama taught you, the castor oil and all the regimens that she put in you to get rid of that cold. We now bypass and we go get a shot.
Yeah. Brother,
coronavirus is no more than a flu.
Yeah.
Right. It's the same number. Yes, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Do you remember when I was in the hospital, the time they kept me in there for a long time? But the doctor told me that I had COVID, and I told him, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was on the phone. I was on the phone talking to somebody. And I said, oh, they're trying to say that I have COVID. And I don't. And that little Asian doctor came in and he said, you do have COVID. Repeat after me. This is not a conspiracy theory. You do have COVID.
Oh, yeah. And that's when I told you when he said a conspiracy theory that lets you know exactly, where his mind was and how he's pushing the paradigm to get us to accept. See, that's the biggest part of anything that happens to us when we mentally accept what we've been told. Whatever disease they say it is, it starts to incubate. It starts to now explode within you because you just accept it. When you walk around and tell people, I got COVID, you amplifying what they, when you don't accept none of that shit, I got a cold, man.
And that's the reason why he told me to repeat it.
Yeah, that's, again, they want it again. Once you say it out your mouth, before you say it, you got to think it the way they done gave it to you. That thought was there, he put in your head. Now he wanted you to say that thought, which gives it more power. Because, again, remember, we speak it into existence.
Right. Yeah.
So when you would... If you would have repeated him, you would have basically signed your own death warrant by saying, I ain't got shit. Excuse my French, I ain't got a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. But that's the first part when we buy into it. When we, that diet, we eat that shit up, fear starts to take. Next thing you know, we going to get COVID tests. We doing everything that they say. We washing our hands extremely all the time. We doing all this. The regimen that they said we are now quarantined ourselves from our family and our jobs for 14 days. Remember, again, 14. There's the five mm-hmm. they started off with. They
yep.
keep changing the number, but we know what they did at the beginning. But, again, yes, all of these things that they did, it was purposely done, but it was first introduced to the mind. If we get the public, the people, to buy in by repeating, remember, I constantly say, let me throw the shit on the wall, which is no more than a word, family. Let mm-hmm. me throw the word on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
COVID was nowhere in our vocabulary until they gave us COVID-19.
Yeah.
Coronavirus has been on the back of the Lysol, but it wasn't in our vocabulary until they put it in our face.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the shit. The words that they give us that we start regurgitating gives it life. If we don't mention it, it has no life. It don't even exist. It only exists by them. And then they got to stop using the shit because the public didn't pick up on it and ain't going to repeat the shit. That's the power that we have that we keep giving away because we keep regurgitating their bullshit. Excuse me again, family, but that's on us.
Yeah.
That's on us. So we got the power we talking about. We got it, and we won't use it because, again, we are participants of our own damn demise, constantly doing the same dumb shit over and over and over again, which is insanity, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. How many times we going to keep repeating the same shit? The king said, I got that dream speech, and we still doing it, still got a dream, and we ain't got nowhere fast.
Because they still sleep. They still dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they up for a rude awakening real soon if they keep dreaming. Because that dream is finna turn into a nightmare, babe.
Yes.
It's going to be a nightmare for a bunch of these nuts.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
We have 15 minutes before we go into the overtime. So let me play this song first. Brother Eddie, I did find it. Here it is.
Okay.
I know what you can do. Let us lay some funk on you.
Funk on me?
Oh. Funk on you.
Music.
Okay, that was Big Footing by Parliament. You got that, Brother Eddie?
Yes, I remember it now. Yeah. Yes, I know what we can do. Let us lay some thought on you. Let us lay some funk.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thinking music.
So
Carmen.
I found it now. I found
okay.
it now. So I'm going to put your name in there with that so I can know to remember it that way.
Okay. So, but yes, family, at the end of the day, again, we got to start to infuse what we want to bring forth. We got to start talking about the things that we really want to start happening. We speak it into existence. This second coming is what we make it. What's your truth? What's the revolution? Because that revolution, as we said, that will never be televised, well, that's no more than the truth would never be televised, because we have television that has what's called the greatest pretenders on there. They're called actors.
Yeah.
And that's what their job is, to pretend, to act. And that's what, again, we have to take control, because a lot of things we've let Hollywood, by way of television and media, control our thought process through the programming that has been done over the centuries since they brought television into our existence.
Mm-hmm.
So again, family, we, as the Outer Limits said, we have to take control. Or let me stay with the music, with Parliament. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WEFUNK, better known as We Think, We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Extraterrestrial, y'all. Dealers of funky music. P-Funk, Pure Thought, Uncut Thought, The Bomb. That's what we got to get to. The pure thought that's uncut, untainted by any of the miseducational bull that we seem to gravitate and keep pushing. Again, the same nonsense over and over again, expecting a different result. And we know that a key that nobody will truly educate you who wants to dominate you. See? So if we're still being dominated, we're not being educated.
Yeah.
They never wanted to truly educate those they want to dominate.
Yeah.
So yes, family, we gotta wake up. Wake up, family. But with that being said, if anybody has anything else to add to the class tonight, please do.
But you gave the information about doing the crystals and charging your crystals in the full moon and a little sea salt and water in a glass container outside on the earth or on your windowsill, however way you could get the light to hit it. The part else that you do in the ritual of the full moon is that now it's full and it's going to begin to do the process of waning, to take away. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to release? What are you what are you wanting to remove, or how is it that you see yourself being able to take all of this light that's coming from the super moon and use it to charge up yourself for the new moon that will come in on the 14th or 15th of September. And so what you have to understand is how to use this energy, because they use it in ceremony, and these are the ways that they've been doing by using these alignments and using, you know.
Somebody got some background noise. Thank
this
you.
Energy of Pisces and Virgo. And this is what we're looking at, because we're in the end of this era of Pisces and Virgo. And this moon is a Pisces moon, and we're in the Virgo sun because this is the season. So what we have to set intention, and this is the last moon of summer. This is the last moon of summer, because the next full moon will be in the fall equinox. So what we're doing is how do we use this energy to rebuild and reconstruct that which is the power within us. And so these are the things that you can write intentions or however way you want to do your ritual, because in the word spiritual is the word ritual, and this is how the spirituals we perform.
That's it. That's part of, again, that five rituals of 32. This is why you can also attach your rituals to your boogie, or better yet, your dance. Boogie is 23, dance is 14, it's still the five. So the rituals is part of a dance that you can construct, dealing with your intentions and the natural flow of movement. But again, family, it's take different pieces from all of us and everything else that you touch along your journey that basically resonates with you and implement it. That's the only missing part, that we don't apply a lot of the information to who and what we are that we obtain from each other. It becomes just talking points, a feel-good moment for a lot of us. But the information is being given to be utilized, to be used in one facet or another. That's what it's for. And if we're not applying it, this is why we see no movement, no action, nothing. The change that's happening is real slow because, again, there's no action behind that thought that we are even having. We're stimulating through our conversations that basically gives us that activation of motivation to do what we need to do. So those are those three contingents that we talk about: think it, say it, do it. You know, again, a lot of us are tired of talking the talk without walking the walk or seeing the walk being done. And we're talking about those brain waves of the alpha and the beta. Don't forget the theta and the delta when you go to sleep. This is why the old saying, sleep on it, family. Sleep on it. This is when things reveal themselves in that subconscious state of mind, dealing with that deep delta ram sleep. Sleep on it. This is why we go to sleep and wake up refreshed. See, so these are the things we have to start doing. Turn off all the lights and electricity, and as much as this interference through the wires in our house as possible, do what you need to do to construct your bread so that it could be grounded as much as possible and get you some good, restful, peaceful, relaxing sleep, so that we can re-energize and reboot our brains so all this bull won't drive us insane in the membrane. So, yes.
But if
yes.
If possible, you know, because I've just been doing it now when I took the pictures outside, you go and stand on the earth barefooted and look into the moon, and let the moon's energy exchange, because what energy that light from that moon is putting into the earth will travel through you also into that earth. And the earth energy that's being sent back forth from the earth, you will be the conduit, the in-between, the go-between of that energy coming from Mother Earth to the moon, because they are in oneness of the divine feminine. And then the other part that we have to know, too, is that this is what helps us to calm the waters in our mind, because your brain is 80% water, your body is 70%. So when you have that moon's energy moving the currents flowing through you, along with the current that's coming from the moon frequency and the earth frequency, you're recharging just as those crystals do. And so you're recharging the crystalline energy within your oneself and activating that magnetic frequency in oneness with that which is above and that which is below. You are the conduit between it.
Thank you, thank you. Perfectly said, family. Get out there and do that, because, again, with that bare feet on the earth, grounding yourself, knowing that dealing with that crystal energy that we are, we're just called stardust, dust. Dust is 23, that's 5. Crystals are 32. We're just little dust particles that are, again, all those pieces of dust are coming together the same way we said Lilith earlier was made of that same earth, dirt, and dust of Adam. So we're just getting back in tune and in touch with these things when we go through these small rituals that help us remember the things that we're all bringing back to the table. So thank you for that, Brother Kwame, because as soon as you get off the phone, I'm going out and standing in the yard and get some of this good energy from this moon. Been talking about it, so I know it's ready to receive and transmit.
Yes, I'm going out there. Yes, I'm going out as well.
What we've been talking about. So, yes, family, this is the time to do it, because right now it's almost straight up. You know, it's 11 here, 12 there, and 10
yeah.
other places, depending on where you are. But the moon is basically up where it's from behind buildings, trees, and you should be able to see it very good right now. So, yes, we've been talking about it. Go get some of that energy, family. Do some of these little rituals that we just talked about and start your own. You know, use these as examples to create your own, because that's what it's coming to, know thyself. You're getting in tune with the universe and nature as you discover yourself. So with that, family, the background noise that you heard was me. Excuse me, fam, but y'all know I usually make some at the end of classes, because if I eat before it, I get the it. It is what it is, known as the itis. Get that
yes.
itis. You ready to go to sleep?
That's
me, some good
yes.
food. So, yes, yeah, so y'all know me. I'm got two pieces of fish in here going, getting ready to throw down on a salad and some fish. And like I said, in between, I'll be going out and getting in touch with the moon and get that energy so that the vibrations, the good vibrations, are in the air. They're in the wind. That's why you can't touch the wind, but you can feel it. It's called a breeze,
yeah.
baby. That's why breeze is 23. And wind is 14. You can feel it's the same number. You can feel the breeze of the wind, baby, but you can't touch it. But it touches you. With that, family.
Yes. On that,
I'm
let me say something.
Go ahead.
Okay. On that, look, I've been mentioning books. We've been listening to Brother Kwame and, of course, Brother Eddie. I want to recommend a book that I think everyone should have. It's The Farmer's Almanac. If you want to know the weather, you want to know what's going to happen, you know, to plan whatever event in the future or whatever, The Farmer's Almanac is perfect. So we love Brother Kwame, but when Brother Kwame can't be with us to break down all of this, you can go to The Farmer's Almanac. You can go to the numbers. I don't think you're ever going to get them broke down the way our Brother Eddie does, but it's still going to give you the number of what the weather is. So you'll have that. I don't know if I said that correctly, but I hope y'all get that.
We get the gist of everything you say and everything you try to say. We with you. We with you. We family.
Yeah.
We family. So we get it.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, my memory has really just been off. The Farmer's Almanac, trust me.
So, again, with that, remember what we're saying. Don't speak what might be happening into existence. You still have command and control. So before it comes out your mouth, rethink what you're going to say before you say it, because, you know, that memory loss could be getting worse and worse because you're putting it out there in the ether. You're putting it in the air. You're putting it there. You're speaking
yes,
it into
right.
existence. So, again, right, we have to be aware of the little bitty things that come out of our mouth, because, again, they really mean a lot. They mean so much. So we just have to get in tune and in touch with the things we say. And more than that, the things we listen to, we allow to enter us that have no value. We can't keep digesting the nonsense. You know, we got to block it out, you know. So, again, if nobody has anything to say, I'm going to run out here and get some of this energy and come back in and enjoy my salad and my fish. Brain food, baby.
Yes,
brain food.
And I got
two pieces of fish. That's why fish is 23-5 and brain is 14-5. Brain food, family. Protein.
So you got,
let's do
you
it.
Got, you got fish. You got three loaves of bread or three slices.
No. I got one slice of bread. I didn't need that much. I didn't need the five slices or the three slices. No, I didn't need that much, you know.
So you ain't
like I said,
you're not feeding the multitude then. You're not doing like the sons on the mount.
No, I ain't feeding the multitude. I just fed the multitude on the class. That was the feeding the multitude during the class. We both fed the multitude, so now it's time to feed me. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. Yes.
Well, that's, you know, everything is in divine order. You chose two pieces of fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this moon is the Pisces moon, the two fish.
That's it. Didn't think of it like that, but thank you, my brother. That just adds to the pie. It enhances. Again, that's what we do. We enhance wherever we are and give something, and hopefully it's received in a way that people can use it. What you just gave me, I can use.
Mm-hmm.
But I can, the majority of the things I give from the family, I can use because I always see it a different way. But you gave that to me straight up, straight down. Pisces, two fish, my two fish, I'm finna digest. Do I eat this? Yes, I do, because I'm not going to eat that. So, yeah, I appreciate it. Love it.
All right.
Love it. All right.
Hey, check those pictures I sent you.
You sent who?
You.
Okay, I got to look on my phone. I ain't see that. That little link that you sent me that you were on, you said, man, I couldn't get on that. They had me talking about sign up for this, and I had to do that just to, I'm like, whoa, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if my phone ain't got all that stuff,
oh,
but, you know, most of the time.
Just hit the link, Brother Eddie. I just bypassed it. I don't even do it. I got the same thing. I didn't sign in for it. Just bypass it.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can bypass it then.
Well, anyway, you got the message and you gave the message. So you're going out now and download what's going to come through the ethers into your retinas and into your mind and third eye to see what you need to see deep within.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, well, I have a question to ask y'all because I want to see it the best way that I can see it. Now, look, my backyard is filled with trees. They're, you know, grown trees. So, you know, I get the sky, but not like out front where it's just the sun. Well, it's no sun now, but it's nothing to obstruct the moon fully.
Okay.
So which one do I want to see it in?
Okay, what you have to do is out of your back, does the sun set on your back door or does the sun set on your front door? See, that tells you east and west because the sun is rising in the east. It's mid-heavens now from the east.
Okay, I see it. When I go out my front door, I can see it really clearly. Well, not
there
clearly,
you go.
But I can see the effects of it. I can see the effects of it on the right. But when I look into my camera, I can see it going down in my backyard. All of that to say that, okay.
It's coming up in your backyard most likely because mine is rising over the trees. That's why I just took a few pictures in between the branches of the trees. It's illuminated the whole forest. The whole forest is lit up out here, and there's no street light. So all I've got is moonlight, and everything is lit up because that's how bright it is.
Yeah, because it lights up in the back, yes.
Right, and so
okay,
that's
so it is coming
is.
Up then, yeah.
Right, it's coming up. It's coming up from the east, and then what it'll be doing is is headed west the same way the sun travels. So it's
okay.
In between that, right? So you can look out and see if you got how much light and see if you can see it through the trees, or you can go back and walk out back to far enough to where you can see over your house, and you'll see the moon above it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm out here right
now. I see the moon off in the distance. I see the moon on the right. You know, when I go out my back door, I see it over the right. Yeah, the right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the right side, left side, right, whatever. Yeah.
Well, right. So that means that's east, because if you ever get lost and you see the sun coming up or direction of the sun coming up, just keep east is where the sun comes up. You turn right, that's south. You turn right again, that's west. You turn right again, that's north. If you keep turning right, you'll be going in the right direction that you want to go in. That's an old trick that we learned about